This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts. It's
Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Walker Buehler. Fact. So I've talked to guys about this, about, you know, some guys say, hey, I want to be in the big moment. Some guys, you know, do and they don't. But I just feel like it's sort of something that's happens to you when you're young and you, right? And we all focus on, obviously, getting the last out.
Yeah.
But for you, when do you remember that, hey, I'm that guy?
I think at some point there's this realization that not everyone gets to feed their families doing this thing, right? And so I think it largely carries over and you know, at some point you kind of graduate on from high school and go to college, and not everyone goes to college, and not everyone gets to pro ball, and not everyone gets to the big leagues. So I think once you're in the big leagues, then who's going to get paid the most is the guy that takes away the most people's dinner. So, I think there's that aspect to it. And then I think there's just the, you know, that you work, however you work, hard, easy, whatever you do, like, at the end of the day, we all have the same goal, team-wise or exteriorly of ourselves, and you know, at some point it's about who's willing to kind of take the most risk and put the most on the table to win.
So I was talking to Garrett Whitlock about Eovaldi. You know, obviously he's postseason, like, yep. When he steps on the mound, you think he's probably going to do it something good. Mm-hmm. And Garrett said, I said, oh, there's no secret sauce. He's like, there actually is. Because he's like, when you do something, you do it with the intent of every single thing you do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you feel that same way of like when, okay, you know, when I get to that moment, last winning of the World Series, I've gone through this in my head.
Right. Yeah. I think last year was kind of an anomaly for me. Obviously, I've never been in a relief role in the playoffs before. And I think as a starter for me, it's always been, you know, super like cerebrally in terms of all I'm trying to do is kind of maintain momentum for our team and kind of control momentum for the other. But the relief thing's a little different. You kind of just strap it on.
But did it feel, I mean, I don't want to focus totally on it, but did you feel like this? I'm just emptying the tank here compared to bobbing and weaving my way through.
Yeah, I mean, I think me even being in the game was kind of our organization emptying the tank, right? Mm-hmm. I think kind of easy to sit back with a 3-1 lead and a lead in the ninth and kind of just see whoever can go out there that's on good rest and whatever. But, you know, we didn't want to go back to L.A., and I think that was a kind of organizational decision in L.A. that we made, and you know, somehow, some way, I was the one that had to do it.
This may be a stupid question, so I apologize, but had you ever felt that way where I'm like, give me the fucking ball, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean, I've gone out there to the bullpen a lot of times. None of it ever made sense, and it never...
It never happened.
Yeah, it never came to fruition, but, I mean, you feel that sometimes. And then, you know, in 2021, a lot I wanted the ball, and I wanted it on regular rest, and, you know, I wanted to be out there as much as I could. And, obviously, being around Clayton for as long as I was, I think that's probably the biggest trait that I learned from him is whether he was... felt good, bad, or ugly, he wanted the ball, and he thought that everyone in the organization should want him to have the ball.
Can I tell you that being around a little bit, you guys last year, it felt like you had a lot of guys who sort of were of that mindset, right? Mm-hmm. You know, of like, hey, like, yeah, we're on the biggest stage, but we want to be there. We want this moment. We you know, this is – not every team – yeah, I mean, you're still – I would imagine you feel good about this team.
Yeah.
But not every team is like that, you know. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, kind of different organizations in terms of the past 5 or 6 years, right? But with 2018, I was a part of that just on the other side.
But you got to get to that point. I mean,
But there's still that mentality here. Obviously, we're trying to develop that, and maybe we're on the front end of it a little bit. But it's still something that the guys got to learn and kind of figure out how to handle those moments. And I think the regular season, you know, there's nothing that prepares you for the end better than playing big games and playing, you know, games in big places. And, you know, the AL East is a pressure cooker, so I think we're going to be just fine.
And the last thing is just, anytime you go to a new organization, it's like a cliche question. Well, what do you do differently? Maybe they don't do anything differently. I don't know. I mean, but you were almost here at the regular season.
Yeah.
What is the thing that is different from where you came from?
I mean, generally, like, the philosophies on pitching or what we're looking for, how we want to throw the ball, how pitch mix, things like that are going to be different from organization to organization. And I think largely it's based on who you draft and how you draft. So I haven't been here for one of those yet. So,
but what is sort of the, you don't have to give away trade secrets, but what is different?
Yeah, I mean, some organizations like guys that sink it, some like it that jump it, some like guys that spin it really good, some like change up, some like big guys, small guys, skinny guys, fat guys, whatever. So, you know, I think there's a lot of guys here that can really sink the ball, and I think that's been a general organizational thing for a while, and that's not how I pitch, but it's something that, you know, when everyone else around you is doing something, you can kind of pick their brain and maybe pick something up, and hopefully I can kind of give out some stuff along the way as well.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.